Hey there, how are you? I hope you are having an amazing day or night, depending on where you are in the world. Today is going to be a super quick episode, and I'm just going to be talking about a little bit of layoff information because it is that time of the year. Before we get into that, you are listening to the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And this is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. All right, let's get into it here. Layoff season. It is that time of the year. Unfortunately, there's not much you or I can do about it. Typically around November, December, January, companies start planning their headcount for the next year. They're also looking at bonuses and how do we reduce expenses. And the quickest way to reduce expenses is, unfortunately, payroll. You know, it is what it is. Also, I feel like this year specifically, kind of a little bit of like COVID flashbacks here. Companies, like, the economy is a little bit uncertain, a little bit unstable. And so companies are doing their best to reduce expenses and thus usually in turn reducing headcount. So if you find yourself in a layoff situation, one thing I need you to know, you're not alone. I'm recording this on Saturday. It'll probably post to the podcast 2 days, Monday, so the 12th. And I was laid off Thursday, the 8th. So it is what it is, right? Like, you're not alone. I feel like every time I go on LinkedIn, probably the last, 3 to 6 months, I hear about another layoff. And I know just from friends that I've talked to working at other bigger companies, I'm not naming names, but there's more layoffs coming. You know, companies are, they're gearing up for this right now. So no, you're not alone. I know that sometimes it doesn't always make it better, but sometimes it does. But I just wanted to share some quick resources with you because I know job hunting, especially when, you know, there are so few jobs available, you know, as the market turns, right? Supply and demand. 6 months ago, there were way more jobs than there were people. I would say probably in the next 3 to 6 months, that's going to do a complete 180. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really do. We'll find out together. So some quick resources for you. My website, of course, you guys, if you've been here for a minute, you know, this podcast goes back to, I think 2016. So we've been here for a minute. There is almost 200 episodes in the feed of the podcast. So if you go to my website, stephdennis.com, I say all that to say, there's a podcast directory on the website. So I separate, I think it's 3 or 4 like main categories on the website. Just tells you career advice, interviewing, resume tips, that sort of thing. So if you're looking for a specific type of content, it'll tell you what date that podcast was published and then also what the title is so you can easily find it. A second resource for you, put a post up on LinkedIn. Let people know you are part of a layoff. Do they know anyone hiring? Do they have any leads? Ask your network to help you in your job search. I have seen some of the coolest career opportunities coming from people literally just helping each other out on LinkedIn, like, oh, hey, tagging this person, saw this cool opportunity, thought you might be a fit, wanted to highlight it for you, or let me make an introduction to our recruiting team for this role. You'd be great. You know, something like that. People can't offer to help if they don't know that you are looking. And likewise, if they're looking for great people, but they don't know you're looking, they might hire someone who just applied online. So put it out there, ask for help. Also floating around on LinkedIn and other sites, you know, Facebook, which I don't know, I personally don't have anymore, but you know, whatever. Twitter, so on and so forth. There are different layoff lists that you can add yourself to. So recruiters will actually seek out these layoff lists as they're looking to hire so they can find some top talent. So I would definitely look into that. Most often you're going to see them on LinkedIn. Third resource, your network. Obviously, that includes your social media network, but it also includes the people, I know, hear me out, in your phone. It's so crazy. Literally on Thursday morning by like 9:15, I was laid off. My access was shut down. And I think by like 10:30, I had reached out to, you know, a handful of people, obviously still processing because it was, for me, it was a surprise. But later that afternoon, after I processed a little bit, I text like another 10 people on my phone, just like, hey, just so you know, like, part of a layoff, if you hear of any cool opportunities, so let your people know that you're looking. So if they hear something or someone asks them, right, because the people we've worked with in the past, who do we usually go to if we need a really great person? You might reach out to someone you know and be like, hey, do you know of anybody really awesome looking for an opportunity, right? We're constantly asking people, we know that. So if they don't know you're looking, how are they supposed to bring up your name? So let your people know. Number 4, obviously, tried and true job sites, LinkedIn, Indeed, you know, so on and so forth. You guys know all those. There's also again, a ton of episodes I've done on most of these topics. So look in the podcast feed, check out the website to help you find some episodes that can help you if you're looking for something specific. If I don't have an episode on something, by the way, and you want me to do one, just let me know. I'm toying with, right now, we're doing episodes every other week. I'm toying with doing it weekly because, you know, I have more free time on my hands. I also don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So we'll see. Either way, if you give me an episode topic, whether it's right away or in a couple months from now, I will definitely get it done if I'm able to help. And then finally, fifth resource, myself. I've been back and forth over the, oh gosh, 6.5 years. Can't do math for today. 6.5 years we've been doing this. That is crazy. Over the 6.5 years of offering services and then pulling them back just because other aspects of my life got really busy. But again, since I do have more time, I'm going to be putting the services back up on the website. So things like career coaching, if you want someone to review your resume, if you want to do a mock interview, you just want to get some practice and some really honest, transparent feedback, you know, happy to help. You can go to stephdennis.com and click on the services tab, and that will give you all the information you need to know. If you have any questions, you can, of course, reach out to me directly. So that's all I have for you. Just wanted to let you know, layoff season, some resources. You're not alone. Again, if there's a topic you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And thank you so much for being here, listening to the show. Website, stephdennis.com. Good information over there. You can support the show by simply listening, sharing with a friend. If you want to monetarily support, PayPal and Anchor, the links are below. And also leaving a rating and or review. That helps other people find us. And you can reach out to me on the socials, stephdennis13, Instagram and TikTok, and then Instagram Career Talk Podcast as well. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are amazing. So awesome. And I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic rest of your day. Bye-bye.